It's a tale of two cities today, St. Louis and Boston. The team stories you already know if you're a baseball fan getting ready for the World Series. For the Red Sox, it's been the worst of times very recently.
I feel very strongly that we found the right person in Bobby Valentine.
I understand how difficult this was.
And so this best of times feels particularly great for Boston.
This Red Sox team plays with a lot of heart.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino there. For St. Louis, 2 years after winning the World Series, the worst of times is rare for this powerhouse team. Right, designated hitter Alan Craig?
We have a decent amount of guys here from that team, but we have a lot of new guys.
That level of excitement is definitely still here.
Our mission here is to pit two cities against each other in another kind of World Series. Two takeaway communities facing off, one city by the rivers.
Meet me in St. Louis, meet me at the fair.
Of course, the first meeting in the World Series will not be in St. Louis. It will be in Boston, the city by the bay, where we hopefully won't have to hear this song very much. Boston, the 70s rock band named by a geek from MIT, Tom Scholz, who invented stuff for Polaroid. Boston, the city, was named by Puritans in the 1600s, who invented sitting quietly and doing nothing for hours except reading the Bible and occasionally burning girls as witches. St. Louis, named for a French king, Louis IX, who was sainted despite failing to retake the Holy Land from Muslim rulers and getting plague in the process.
Have we turned into gerbils, ladies and gentlemen? People are paying money to go into a health club and walk up invisible steps over and over again for an hour and a half. Where are you going?
I've never had pains like this before. Oh, this is the worst one I ever had, son. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
The personalities of comedians Red Fox from St. Louis and Dennis Leary of Boston give you a sense of the contrasts here. Jazz legend Miles Davis came from East St. Louis, where the Red Foxes of the world dreamed of crossing the river and joining the working class. Miles made it. And so did working class Aerosmith. The Bad Boys of Boston's segregated neighborhood, Southie, Charlestown, left Boston far behind in the 80s and 90s, and still today. Well, here's the sound of that highly cultured and educated crowd in Harvard Yard and MIT and the other list of colleges who rejected you years ago. Yo-Yo Ma, Emmanuel Axe, and the somber Beethoven cello sonatas. You might say St. Louis has an infield answer to that.
Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news.
Chuck Berry, the classic rocker. Both cities produce nice stuff that people don't fully understand why it's there. That huge stainless steel gateway arch in St. Louis must be good for something. Drying laundry. And Michael McDonald is well-meaning. A song for all the toasted ravioli you can eat. While Boston has that weird obelisk in Charlestown where you might not want to go at night by yourself, and if you do get lost, then just hope that Ben Affleck and Jeremy Renner don't find you. Much better the kindly James Taylor takes you.
Even the old folks never knew why they call it like they do.
Just the kind of music for enjoying a local chowda. As for the World Series, it's hard to know which team has the edge here. We're counting on you to give us some insight.
The entire Red Sox organization exemplifies the spirit of what baseball represents in this country. Also, let's face it, the beards are fantastic.
But we'll leave you now with St. Louis gospel legend, the late Willie Mae Ford Smith, who has a direct line to the big upstairs.
I'll keep on till I reach the other shore.
The Cards, I think, may start with a leadoff man on base tonight, spiritually speaking.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.